Oh, I recognize that face. You're in trouble, aren't you? Well, I'll take you out to the Outer Rim, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Why? Well, there's a new bounty hunting group. You haven't heard?
There's a Two-Faced Twi'lek and a Pugilist Droid. If I were you, I'd do my best to avoid the Solonian Captain and the Gandroid Tech. Better watch your back or you're gonna get wrecked. The riding on the sky on fire. Heading to the edge of the Empire. Your number's up and now you gotta pay. Running from the heroes of the Hadean Way.
Previously on Heroes of the Hadean Way, after searching high and low, the crew of the Sky on Fire arrived upon the Renegade's Blood, the ship of the Pirate Queen herself. As well suited their motley crew, the arrival was not without incident, and they found their way barred by crew members in an unexpected absence of atmosphere. Using cunning, technical skill, impatience, and a little bit of brute force, they crossed the chasm and secured themselves on the other side, a mere hallway from the Queen. Luck has not been with them. Will they finally find the lady? Or will their hand include the old maid? Find out this week on 1, 2, 3 times a Savrip.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hadean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Our current adventure is Mask of the Pirate Queen, and this is Act 3, Episode 7. And I am Ben, the GM for this adventure.
I am Leslie, playing Billy. Blue Droid of Awesomeness is Go.
I thought we agreed that when you mentioned that you were blue, you were going to say that you were glossy blue, because I'm matte blue, and that makes it very confusing.
Glossy blue, metallic blue droid of awesome is Go.
Thank you. I am pedantic, but yes, I am the Vastrono, I am the doctor, and I am the matte blue doctor of massive punching is Go.
I'm Barrowin, the stoat captain of... is Go.
And this Gian's name is Ilan Cav, and Ilan is a lovely shade of purple, and Ilan is Go.
To learn more about our characters, we get one hero to ask another question. Today, it is Ilan's turn to ask.
Vastrono, after the crew captures the Pirate Queen and gets paid, what are you going to do with your cut?
Well, I obviously have some obligations to attend to, but I do think that it should be very nice to have all of us go out to maybe a nice city where they have, you know, those...
biscuits.
Those two. But, you know, those facilities, they're sort of, you know, spas, and we can all go maybe get our hair cut, some of us can get our hair cut. I can get my hair cut. And everyone else can just get a good, relaxing experience. My treat.
Cap doesn't understand.
Have you ever had a bubble bath?
Oh my gosh.
No. Why would Ilan want a bubble bath?
I cannot possibly explain it to you using words. This is going to happen.
Okay, the Scand is a little scared.
I mean, not together. We can't go together. That's inappropriate.
Okay.
Anyway, I think the pressure is coming back.
The Scand is so confused.
Okay, so the heroes have successfully gotten past the crew lounge, which had been peppered with debris holes. They did leave two people sealing up different exit holes, trying to get pressure back there so that like people can come and repair things. As the pressure gets back up to where the inner door heading towards the bridge is now able to be triggered, before anyone is able to do that, there's a crackle on Barwin's comlink.
Captain Barwin?
What is it, Rebro?
Captain, there was a escape pod that was launched from the ship that you're on, and, well, to make sure that it wasn't the queen trying to get away or anything, so I kind of docked with it, and, well, the three people who were on board, I knew one of them, and, they were willing to pay for transportation, so I put him in with the other pirates. Is that okay?
Berwyn puts her paw over the, like, mouthpiece of the comlink and, like, looks at everybody and is like, I think Freebo captured some pirates.
Should we not encourage them?
Good job, Freebo.
Good job, Freebo.
Cav always knew Freebo had it in him.
Oh, well, thank you. And, but they paid with very weird things. There were these dishes, and we now have a serving set.
I believe I know where the rest of the set currently resides, Freebo. We will have to have you make one of your excellent breakfasts when we get back.
Oh, wonderful.
Anything else?
Yes. The consortium has run out of Star Vipers. The Renegade's Blood is starting to make a bit of headway. And I'm able to keep up at the moment, but they seem to be starting to angle.
You maybe could have led with that, Freebo. Look, we're doing our best to get this done as quickly as possible. If we have to, we'll, I don't know, blow up the engines.
She says, looking at Illyn, like, right?
Sure? Shouldn't the crew first have the queen in hand?
Like, it's several steps from now.
Okay.
That's a plan in the lower half of the alphabet.
Okay, good, because Illyn does not want to go back through that vacuum just yet.
So, continue forward?
Yep.
Yep, rifle in hand. Wait.
Rifle's okay, right, Berwyn?
Yes, just don't kill the queen.
Gotcha.
As you pick your way through all manner of debris, including a number of bodies, you round a corner only to see a large creature with a snake-like head atop its massive body. A Mantellan Severip. The creature standing 10 meters away in front of a sealed hatch in the cramped walkway. Narrows its eyes at you before unleashing a deafening battle roar. It raises the largest vibro axe you've ever seen and charges.
Criff.
It's another fripping Savrip.
I'm gonna guess this is Vigilant.
Yes.
Alright, keep Berwyn back.
Alright, so the final initiative order is one PC, one NPC, three PCs. This is a nemesis.
Yep. What are you going to do with that triumph, Ben?
So let's see. They were 10 meters away. I'm going to go with they actually are able to close the distance.
Two?
Engaged. I'm going to use it for a maneuver to move.
Well, it's now engaged with me, right?
Yeah. So at the start of its turn, it'll roll in discipline.
I don't feel that scary right now, but it would be nice if it suddenly thought I was.
I mean, fair. I just love the cumbersome on this vibro axe. It's amazing. So, we do have a PC going first.
Well, Billy, do you want to take it, or do we want...
I can take it, and I can try and push it back.
I could, inspiring leadership if I took it.
How about we try and get it occupied before you start talking?
Sure.
The other option is Vistrano does some fancy pressure pointing.
You know...
I'm perfectly fine taking the lead, though, because I have a potential idea.
Yeah, why don't you? I mean, I feel like I was still just sort of getting done messing with the computer, technically.
Okay, so Billy is actually going to lower her shoulder and charge, hopefully knocking it back.
Okay. Okay, I think that that is going to be... a one red, two purple kind of check. Because I think it's going to be difficult to deflect this charging Sabra.
Okay, would you have me roll a brawl or would you have me roll something else?
Brawl would work, yeah. I was thinking brawl or athletics.
I was essentially planning on just, yeah, charging it. And would you allow a boost for the repulsor feat? Just as a little extra impetus.
Yeah, I can go with a boost on that, sure.
So, we round the corner, and the Savrib's like, whoa, and charges at us. And Billy's like, one moment, please. And she just lowers her shoulder and she punches it with hopefully decent success. Huh. That's a start. So Billy rams it and kicks off her repulsor feet, carrying it back, possibly to medium, with one success.
The other door is only in short range.
Oh, thank you. Back to the door. There's a big foom. However, it was not tidy and involved a threat and a despair.
All right. So in that case, what I'm thinking is sort of combining the two of them. And yeah, Billy is able to push them back, but the Savrup's able to pivot enough so that Billy is now against the far wall. So yeah, Billy's been able to push them back, but the Savrup is now able to use this truly massive vibro axe and with the haft of it swing Billy around. So Billy's now, as they've been shoved against a wall, there's like a small chair and table set there. And I'm thinking that as they set Billy down, they finally pivot, raising Billy up a little bit because of the boots, and then dropping Billy down, and Billy becomes encumbered with a chair.
So I fell into this mess of table and chairs, and now I have furniture on top of me, basically.
Yeah, and like one of your legs went through the hole at the bottom of the chair back.
Okay, so I'm partially stuck in a chair.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm envisioning for the despair. But it most certainly did push them back.
Yeah, wharfed.
But you know what that means? You now know how threatening the Savrup is, because you've seen your strong character get taken out by it.
Okay, so that was Billy's go. Brings us to the NPC, funnily enough, named Warg.
Nice, angry Savrup.
Hey, I might have scared him, you don't know.
Okay, so I'm rolling the fear check. I'm going to actually spend a dark side point on it because, well, honestly, I've been having a lot and I haven't had much chance to use them. Okay, so you've got two ranks.
I do.
Which is two purples. And just succeeds. Like, there's a huge amount of advantage threat cancellation there. So, the droid is the one that just did a massive shove on it and is looking somewhat fearsome, even though they are encumbered with a chair. I am thinking that Warg is going to try and attack Billy.
Two defense.
All right, so after rolling a huge amount of... Oh, actually, no, there wasn't that much cancellation. There was, like, one advantage, one threat canceled. But there was two success on four yellows, a green, against two purples, and a two setback. So that does 11 damage pierce two.
Well, I can't cough because I'm a droid, but there was a lot of unpleasant metallic screeching as the axe connected with my person.
All right. So then that brings us to three PCs. Then I'm going to be using the NPC nemesis thing from the GM screen.
He gets a second turn at the end of the round.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Billy's in trouble, so...
And engaged.
If nobody else has incredibly strong feelings, I would love the chance to do some punching.
Go for it.
I would say that if Ilan is going to shoot, we probably want Ilan to shoot before everybody else is also engaged.
Yes, that makes sense. Like Vistrano clenches his fists and apparently puts her arm out. Wait.
Wait for it. Okay, sure. I'll shoot me a separate. Cav will bring the crate's breath to their shoulder and aim along the barrel and shoot the Savrup in the back.
All right. Upgrading once on account of adversary, which would be adding a purple. Short range, firing into engage, plus an upgrade from adversary. Oh, there's supposed to be a setback because they do have one defense.
Okay. So red, purple setback, yellow, yellow, green, green, blue, blue, blue. So Ben, that is going to be 14 damage. Sorry, that is going to be 15 damage. We're at short range, right?
Yep.
Yep, that'd be 15 damage because the point blank. And then with the 5 advantages, I'm going to light them on fire for 1.
What's the base damage?
12. So that's what the burn will do in the following turn.
Yep.
And then with the remaining ones, I'm going to pass a boost on to an ally, and I'm going to crit it.
All right. It does have 2 durable.
Okay, so that is what? Minus 20?
Yes.
Yes! I got a result of 34. Stunned. It's only an easy crit, but it is the best easy crit. The target is staggered, meaning they can take no actions until the end of his next turn. As Cav rung this Savrip's bell.
He can take maneuvers, just not actions.
Correct. So the way I would at least interpret this with a nemesis like this is that that would only apply to one of its rounds. It would be way too good to take out both.
Yeah. What I was thinking is making it so that the end of the round one that I was going to take is now just only its one maneuver.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Because can't do the action, can't downgrade the action, so just a maneuver. All right, so they're taking some damage next round. It is still well in standing.
All right. Vastrano, you want to go in there?
Yes. So the moment Kav finishes shooting, Vastrano, who is, despite what Billy may think, very distraught at the idea of Billy being hurt, rushes in for a big tackle punch.
Okay, so difficulty on that is going to be 1 red, 1 purple, 1 setback.
That's 2 yellow, green, red, purple setback. Ouch.
What?
That was unfortunate.
Ouch. Okay, whew.
What did you get?
Okay, yes. I have acquired myself a 2 advantage. Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
Gotta love advantage.
Yeah, yeah. And then 2 failure and a despair.
Okay, so what do you want to do with the 2 advantage? Like, let's clear the 2 advantage first. Because I don't want to step on the good stuff. Despairs can come after.
Okay, so the rush forward was probably haphazard and in the name of sort of defending Billy. So if there's anything that I can do with those 2 advantage that puts Billy in a better situation for next time, but I'm having a hard time picturing what that might be.
Well, not having a Savrip standing over me with an axe might not be a bad thing.
That's fair. I mean, maybe, hopefully at the very least, I'm now the current thing that has the focus.
Honestly, from the despair and you not really connecting, like, as much as you becoming the focus is definitely a thing, it really more feels like there's going to be this, shall I say, Gand that's going to be more a focus on account of they've done a lot of injury to one Savrips.
That's when, like, a cartoon character, Ilan, just tries to hide the rifle, point a finger at Berowyn.
Sadly, Gans can't whistle nonchalantly.
What I'm thinking is you come in and some of the debris or some of the, let's just go with debris because everything else is a lot more gross, on the floor causes you to trip, and as you come in to punch, you become off balance and fall down prone.
Hello, Vastrano. I'm sad to see you joining me here.
Berowyn sighs, and she tosses her blaster at Cav, just kind of, like, you know, lobs it in the air, expecting Cav to just catch it. Cav may or may not, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, Ellen's hands are a little full of rifle right now.
But more importantly, she runs forward and goes in for an attack, probably a brawl attack with her tail, so it's not going to hurt her arm yet. I'm going to do 2 weapon fighting. Let's see, red-purple without 2 weapon fighting. Use 1 adversary 1.
Yes, they are adversary 1, and they do have 1 point of melee defense.
Berowyn's going to do 2 weapon fighting. Brawl. Tail's primary, good arm is secondary.
Alright.
Flip a point.
Yeah, we got points to flip. So that'll be 1 red, 2 purple, and a setback.
Versus 3 yellows and a green because I flipped a point. So Berowyn runs up there and whips her tail and throws a punch and has two failures and a threat, so I assume the Savrip just looks down at her as she pummels him with all of her might.
Pretty much. It's like, what is this fuzzy lung thing?
Ha! Huh! Ha! Yeah! It's not working. What do you like to do with that threat?
I'm just sort of wanting to go with the cringe causes a strain.
Okay, fair enough. So, new round.
Well, technically the NPC that is staggered is still going to do a maneuver, which... It's starting to get busy over here with the amount of bodies that are on the floor, and then now there's this ferocious squeaking one. And also, there's the one with the rifle that shot Warg. So Warg, I think, is going to run up over to Illyn.
Yeah, do they take the burn damage this turn or their next turn?
Yeah, I'm thinking now.
Good old 12 damage.
And it's pretty much their running that seems to cause the plasma burn on their shoulder to go out as they run up to Cav and just roar in Cav's face.
Okay, you know how we have that one PC slot at the start of a round? Can Illyn not be here anymore?
I mean, isn't he just going to chase you?
Yes, but he's wasting maneuvers, and I'll get to shoot him again before one of you is engaged with him.
Doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Plus, it's going to result in this entertaining image, as the room is only short range across, so Illyn can't get that far away. But Illyn is nonetheless sees the Savrip start running towards them, and turns, still trying to like manage Berwyn's blaster in addition to their own, and is going to move a range band away, running from the Savrip, and turn around and fire a very quick panicky shot back at it.
All right. So in that case, I do want to spend a destiny point to add that purple back in to bring it to one red, one purple, one setback for a shot.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do? This is not the smart move, but this is more fun. So when Illyn is running, they've got Barrowin's blaster and their own, and I think the crate's breath is sort of just held in one hand right now, so it's actually going to be Barrowin's pistol they fire with.
Okay.
Again, not as optimal, but it seems appropriate.
You will get three setbacks from that because of the custom grip.
Panicky moment, I'm going to go with it.
This is your doing.
I know, you handed me the blaster, though, and I feel like I'm obligated to fire it.
No, I am absolutely on board with this. The good news is, if you hit him, you crit on one.
Yep. So I'm going to take two strain to aim. My difficulty to hit the Savrip is a red, a purple, and another setback, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is a...
That's fine. That's four setbacks. How bad could four setbacks be?
Yep, this is a terrible idea. It was a terrible idea. So it's the weird, like, Solonian paw design that Illyn themselves did. So Illyn fumbles, fires, and the blast goes very wide. And is going to provide a boost to the next person to go because the Savrip is fully focused on the annoying little insectoid.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Okay, and that was Illyn's turn. It was nice knowing you all.
So the first combat damage Illyn's going to be taking in, like, I don't know, an act, maybe two.
No, I got shot by Brutus in the box last act. So I've been injured every act so far. So I have two defense.
Yeah.
I really want him to attack me. I have unarmed parry.
Can we at least spend a light side to make it slightly harder to kill Cav?
Sure.
I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
There you go. Get a red, Ben.
All right. So they are taking that strain to use frenzied attack.
No.
Oh, right. And they've been critted, which means technically they're in a berserk rage.
Cav, what have you done?
Hello, darkness, this game's old friend.
Huh.
Okay, that could have been worse.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, but that's for sure a crit.
Oh, crap, you're right.
Yeah. So it is base 9 damage, plus 2 for the crit, plus 2 for the success, because I got 2 success, 3 advantage, and it is pierce 2.
Okay, so what's the total damage?
13 pierce 2.
All right. So the good news is you didn't one-shot Cav because Cav bought that rank of toughened from the outlaw tech tree, but literally only because of that. As Cav takes 12 wounds off of that Viberax strike, and I'm guessing you are going to crit.
Yes.
Does this thing have vicious?
Axes do.
It also has one other thing that is much crueler.
Sunder?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it only would damage a thing one step, right? That's just a setback.
It's got three advantage, and Sunder's the one that's explicitly stated you can use multiple advantages on.
Oh, is it one step per advantage?
One step per advantage, yeah. So it could render something completely toast. No.
Such as your blaster or the crate's breath, both of which are at hand, or I guess my coat, are all the three most valuable things. Or the K's, yeah, I guess that's an option too, but they're not, I'm not really wearing any of them, except for K3.
And what I'm more thinking is going to happen is I am going to trigger Sunder once on the crate's breath because, well, it deserves it. And...
Do you hear that, Adam? Look what Ben's doing to our beautiful creation.
And also, I knew that Adam would be listening to this and would hear it. And I'm also going to crit. And it does have vicious 3.
Oh, I mean, I'm holding a blaster pistol right now if you ever want to take somebody's arm. And now that I've called it out, it's not going to happen. Right, Dice? Right? It's going to be bad.
Hey, Berwin! We're twins!
Yep.
That's going to end horribly for someone. All right, so I rolled a 69 plus 30 because it is vicious 3, which gets a crit of 99, which is crippled. One of the target's limbs, selected by the GM, is crippled until healed or replaced. Increased difficulty of all checks that require use of that limb, which pretty much is everything Kev does,
yep.
By 1.
I'm guessing, too, it's going to be the arm that was holding the pistol, which would be Cav's dominant hand, their left hand.
It would be the one that's holding Crate's Breath.
Okay, then that would be their right arm, because they were firing with the primary hand, so... Okay.
Yes, and while we are so close that I didn't roll a 71.
But see, that's why I called it out. I called out the main result, and it went fine. We're not going to do that. I was then prepared for the dice to, like, blind me or something, but I'm happy to have this.
This is definitely the result of that part of the table that I think we could have hoped for, right? Because, like, if it were a little lower than this, he would have just hit you again.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Which would have been more disastrous.
Yeah, there would have been no getting me back up for the final fight. So,
yeah, so this is actually a good thing.
Yeah, Ilan feels that right now as they don't have bones to break. So I guess we just hear a nice crack and that oozing that Billy was talking about before is happening all down Ilan's arm.
All right. So we do have 3 PCs that need to go.
Does anybody mind if I go on account of I'm the one standing up and Barrowin's going to go to try to help as fast as possible?
Yes, no, everything's fine.
go crazy. You guys got yourselves into this. I'm just a droid under table.
Vestrano, help Cav. Billy, Verwin's already running. She doesn't figure out what to tell Billy to do. So how far was the Savrip ultimately from Verwin?
Unless you go into the other room that you vacated, everything here is short range.
She's gonna come at this guy again with melees. She doesn't have another option at the moment. I think we'll not try to do the 2-weapon fighting and just tail whip this guy, hopefully. I'm going to suffer 2 strain to aim.
Okay, that's fair.
As Berwin, like, leaps into the air in an effort to hopefully tail whip the Savrip right across the face.
Okay, that is an amazing visual.
It's also in slow motion.
As it should be.
How do people feel about me flipping a point?
Take it.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. Okay, that... So, this time, Berwin does at least land a hit with 2 successes and 3 threats. So something bad might happen to her. But, first things first... Tail starts at 3 damage, plus 2 for the successes, it's 5. I will also take 2 strain to martial grace and add 2 more damage, so 7.
Alright. That ends up actually getting through.
Berwin's tail just smacks him across the face, and she lands in sort of like a triumphant pose, knowing she knows he felt it, but then maybe realizes he didn't feel it nearly as much as she was hoping.
That was really cool, Berwin.
Alright, so what I'm thinking is he is going to essentially have a Salonian standing in between him and anyone else who's running at him, and thusly get a extra defense.
Well, Vistrano?
Well, okay, so Vistrano is still flat on his face from the failure tackle punch. So, and I'm prone, so I need to get myself up. So it probably makes more sense for somebody to go who can do something.
It's literally the two people that are prone at the end of the hallway. If you want me to go first and you can see if maybe you can do a medical check next.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm ready to do something stupid. I'm going to spend my two strain to stand up and get to the turn in the hallway. And then I'm going to use my repulsor feat to launch myself at a Savrip. Full on Iron Giant Superman.
So I'm going to... Okay. Yeah, well, I'm just going to do that as a brawl check, and on account of how you're saying it, I'm going to upgrade it once, which is going to turn it into two setback and two red. Because if I have a story one, it upgrades once already. It's a melee check, so.
Y'all mind if I take one of those light sides?
Go for it.
So, the very kind GM said it can just be the brawl. I cannot aim, and this... It's a great idea.
What's your brawn?
My brawn is 3.
So what I was thinking was doing this as sort of a gigantic improvised weapon.
I am my own improvised weapon.
Yeah, like we've got small, medium, large improvised weapons in the array in all the core books. I'm thinking if we take the +1, +2, +3 and extend it to a +4 because we're using some giant thing, it kind of makes sense. And so that would be a grand total. Like you've got 3 brawn, 3 successes, and 4 there. That'd get you like 10 damage.
Cool. Are we counting the pierce one of the vibro knuckles?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because you had been saying that you were supermanning it, so... Like, fist out front. Alright. And you do have 2 threat.
I think improvised weapons also often add threat, don't they? Like, have an intrinsic threat or 2?
Yeah.
I am an intrinsic threat. That's my new stage name.
Alright. Well, if we just go with adding 1, I will accept that. I'll just toss in 1 for that and have Billy do the thing that I think most people would expect a, like, normal person doing if they... threw themselves at something and punched, especially something that doesn't go down itself, is them falling to the ground prone.
That's a really loud occasion, because that's a big hunk of metal clattering to the ground.
Whoever's on the other side of the door this thing is guarding knows we're here.
Alright, which brings us to Vistrano.
Vistrano, who is just gravel to the face. Scrambles his way up and does a kind of shakes his head, looks around, assesses, sees all of this that is happening, and takes just not even half a beat to think and rush him again.
All right.
I know you said med check, sorry.
No, I was just asking if you wanted to do it that way, because, you know, if I managed to do something useful and take him down... You'd have the freedom to do that. However, immediate threats.
So what's my...
Difficulty on this is a red, a purple, and 2 setback.
Yep. All right. Roll in a punch check. Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
So who was insulting D1 recently? I've taken a bit of a break from that.
Me. I made a tweet last week. yeah. So... I got a failure and an advantage. I don't know why I turned that into a song. I felt like I needed some levity in my moment of multiple failure.
All right. So, what are you wanting to do with the advantage?
Can I toss it to somebody who might make better use of it?
Yeah, bouncing boost is totally.
Yeah, I'm gonna bounce that there boost.
All right. So, and it's going to do the nemesis thing. Actually, it's going to attack Vistrano. on account of Vestrano's the only one that isn't wounded.
Oh, crap.
Neat.
Don't attack the doctor! I recommend either destiny points or using your dodge talent. Or both. Both would be good.
Oh.
Cast your dodge on it.
Yeah, I take a point of strain to upgrade the difficulty of your check. I feel like Vestrano probably, you know, had got up and didn't really fully get his bearings before going at him again, which is why it didn't work, and now he's sort of left himself exposed. But he is able to kind of roll out of the way just a little bit.
Just so that I'm clear on the difficulty part, is the destiny point getting used, and also is the dodge would also get added
on to that?
It says
a dodge incidental.
Yep.
To suffer a number of strain no greater than ranks of dodge and upgrade the difficulty of the check.
So how many ranks of dodge do you have?
Just one.
Okay. So that'd be upgrading it twice if you use a destiny point.
Then yes.
And then you don't have any melee defense though, right?
Nope.
All right. So that was the other question. All right. So as the players use their less destiny point.
He's going to break us.
Oh, crap.
Oh, dear.
So, Vestrano.
Oh, come on. That's
we
a result.
We are not making it to the queen. This Savrip has our number.
Wow.
The good news is the despair is on our favor this time. The bad news is the double triumphs are not.
I've only seen roles like that happen to Christine.
You know, it was due. I've not actually been very injured yet.
Well, you're about to be. So do you want to tell the listeners exactly what we're looking at here?
2 success, which then means 13 damage pierce 2, and 1 advantage, which honestly they're going to recover a strain, and 2 triumphs, and 1 despair.
All right, so where's the 13 damage pierce 2 put you?
I have 5 soak. Pierced 2, what is that precisely?
That ignores 2 of your soak.
Okay, then I am down to 3 out of my 17.
Are we going to have a crippled doctor too?
Well, I mean, the axe can't sunder Vestrano's fist. I mean, I guess that's what the crit is.
Really, Christine, how do you figure?
And the crit just turns up in D1. Take that, Vestrano, yeah. You have no more hands.
Maimed is really just unarmed sunder.
Maim, but very specifically, both of your hands, Vestrano Till, Doctor of the Sky on Fire.
Cripple also
love
would
D1.
Work.
Yeah.
Can't have 3 of us with crippled. Come on.
Challenge says what?
D1 just hovers above us in holographic letters. Challenge accepted.
You have no idea how much I'm thinking of just breaking out the percentiles at my desk.
Okay, let's...
D1 says you would not dare.
Let's do this.
So this could be like a crit plus 4
there
if it
is.
Wanted to be.
Oh
no!
You're right, Christine. We can't have 3 crippled people.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydian Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydian Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
And you can find me, Leslie and Billy, potentially the healthiest party member right now, at LeslieGS.
And you can find most of me at Atomic Firebird.
You can find me on Twitter at Blue of the Kin, or if you want to join me and Ben and other people also watching Star Trek Enterprise, check out the Enterprise Club podcast at Int Club Podcast.
Yeah, by this point I should be out, right? Well, folks, either I guested on Enterprise Club or I will guest on Enterprise Club. So you can either listen to that now or look forward to it.
You won't know if Christine has guested yet unless you go check it out now. That's the only way to answer that question for yourselves.
And you can find me and Ilan on Twitter at 12th night. That's 1-2-T-H night with a K. I also have two D&D 5e podcasts where all of the characters' limbs are intact for the moment. And they are The Glass Dagger, which can be found at CompleteKnight.com, also Knight with a K, and Omen's Call, which can be found at OmensCall.com.
We are all at TheHeidianWay.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Heidian Way.
Our podcast can be found on Apple and Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Heidian Way, and you can holocom us at heroes@theheidianway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/theheidianway.
Or you can donate a calf to us at ko-fi.com/theheidianway.